In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we study a topic which we all know so well, I suppose.
为了奉主耶稣圣名，与大家分享一个大家已经很熟悉的题目。
But actually, this is the most powerful, most important topic in the true Jesus Church.
但其实这个题目在真耶稣教会里面是最有能力，然后最重要的一个主题。
If we don't preach this one true church in the end time, you know, eventually we don't need to baptize people again.
那我们如果不来传教这个主题，末世的独一真教会，那我们不需要再来受洗，来施洗。
People，
我们不需要来帮。
Is there many people who call themselves believers? They must be baptized again if they believe this is the one true church in the Bible.
因为有许多人称自己为信徒，那如果他们相信这是真教会，他们需要再次的是接受受洗。
That's what we said. Over 95% of the people.That are now been baptized in Africa, actually originally members of other churches and denominations.
那我们也说过，现在在非洲95%已经在我们教会受洗的信徒们，曾经都是属于其他教派的。
But why they need to be baptized again?
那为什么他们需要再次受洗呢
？They have found the one true church in the Bible.
因为他们已经在圣经中所记载，找到了圣经中所记载的真教会。
This topic we spent at least about 4 days with the YTD TPDP students.
那我们也总共用了4天来讲跟神学生讲这个题目。
And actually, if you want to talk about it, you can talk 10 days. So this is very important, you know, the true church in the Bible.
那我们甚至会讲到10天，因为这在圣经里真的是的确重要的。
I'll just highlight the very important points tonight so that we can reconfirm our faith according to the Bible.
那今天晚上跟大家分享几些重点，所以我们能再次照着圣经来坚定我们的信心。
Because nowadays there are so many churches, thousands and thousands of churches and denominations in the world.
那现今的世界里面有上千上万的不同的教派。
All this have been prophesied by Jesus.
那这些也都是主耶稣曾经预言过的。
Prophesied is 2,000 years ago.
他在2000年前就已经预言了。
You know, there are 8 parables in Matthew chapter.13.
那在马太福音十三章有这个比喻这样说。
We have been preaching this more than 10 years in Africa.
那我们已经在非洲过去10年就这样子的宣传。
And then people are so inspired because this is the word of God.
那里的人也因为这是神的道理而被感动。
From there you can see Jesus actually tells us in the first parable there are different kinds of people, 4 kinds of ground, and then some of them will receive the word of God, and some of them.Not.
那从这个撒种比喻，我们看到说有不同的人，有4种不同的土地，有些会接受神，有些却不会。
And the last kind is a good ground that can give forth 100-fold, you know, maximum.
那最后一种土地是好的土地，会结100到60-30倍的。
Oh, wonderful.
那是非常好的。
After that word of God was preached, you can see the apostolic church was formed.
那在神的话宣传了以后，我们看到使徒的教会成长。
建立。That is the parable number two.
那也是第二个比喻。
After that, you can see Jesus in parable number two. You can see Jesus says, when the workers of God slept, and then evil came in, the evil one came in to sow another seed.
那我们可以从这个比喻看到说，当神的工人晚上在休息时，就有恶者进来，仇敌进来，撒败子。
And Jesus said,This evil one is the devil.
那主耶稣说，这个敌人恶者也就是魔鬼。
And this happened, and this parable actually was fulfilled even before Paul died.
那这个比喻在保罗死之前就已经成就了，成全了。
Because, for example, he wrote in first Galatians chapter 1.
比如说在加拉太书第一章，他这样写。
And also Second Corinthians.
还有哥林多后书。
He says so clearly, why are you know, so quickly deserting the gospel and go and preach another gospel, another Jesus?
那很清楚的说，你们为什么这么快的离道，然后反而在传另一个基督呢？另外一个真理呢
？Gospel，
另外一个福音呢
？Why？
为什么呢
？Answer is devil and human weakness.
那这个答案就是魔鬼与人的软弱。
It is.In parable number two.
那这就记载在第二个比喻当中。
Of course, parable number two can also happen today in the True Jesus Church.
那当然，第二个比喻也今天在真耶稣教会内也可能发生。
This happened, you know, to of one of the first workers, you know.
那这也
failed eventually, right?
这也发生在我们最先前的一个工人，他最后也是跌倒了。
Sometimes you can also see sporadically some workers also fall. Teaching another gospel.
那我们也有看到说有一些工人到最后也是。传了其他的福音，然后也跌倒了。
This is very sad, of course.
那当然对，是非常可悲的。
And then parable number three tells us so clearly. You can see, wow, this church started in the time of the apostle began to become a big tree.
那这个第三个比喻也清楚告诉我们，从使徒行传开始，这个教会就成为了一棵大树。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢
？If you look at history briefly, after the establishment of the apostolic church.The church eventually became a national church of the Roman Empire in the mid at least about the 4th century.
那我们如果看看历史，当使徒教会建立以后，也成为罗马这个国家的一个宗教。
In the 4th century.
在第四世纪之中。
And this became the national church because of the political situation at the time.
那因为当代的政治因素，他们成为了这个罗马国的一个宗教。
And so the apostolic church actually was infiltrated with heresies.
也是因为这样子，使徒教会
having been infiltrated with heresies, and then it became a national church.
其实是因为因为异端的侵入，所以他们成为了一个罗马国的宗教。
Because in parable number two, already heresies came in. They will preach another gospel in the church.
因为在第二个比喻当中，这个魔鬼已经进入到教会，将异端传入教会了。
And then in the third parable, it became a big tree.
然后在第三个比喻中，它成为了一个大树。
How do you know this big tree actually is a church which is no more the truth, but with a lot of heresies?
那我们怎么知道说这个大树代表着教会，但却是充满了异端的一个教会呢
？Because you can see on the tree a lot of nests of the birds.
你们可以看到这个大树上有许多鸟的巢。
What are the nests of the birds?
那这些鸟的巢代表了什么呢
？Parable number one in the first kind of seed or soil, Jesus says these birds actually refer to the devil. The evil one means the devil. Birds means the devil.
那在第一个比喻中，这些飞鸟就是代表了恶者，也就是魔鬼。
So the nest of the birds means the works of the devil.
所以这些鸟，飞鸟的巢也代表魔鬼的作为。
Therefore, in parable number three, you can see this big tree in history, until about 1517, there's only one big tree, one big church without the truth.
所以我们从历史看来，在整个历史当中，就只有这棵大树，这棵大树就只有一棵，那就是这个一个真理。
Until 1517.
那直到1517。
Before 1517, you can see one big church, actually of the origin from apostolic church, the most powerful one, of course, we know is the Catholic Church.
那我们知道，在1517前。从使徒行传使徒教会所出来一个最强大的教会也就是天主教的教会就天主教
Eastern Orthodox actually is from the original both Catholic Church and Eastern Orthodox Church were actually from the Apostolic Church which had been infiltrated with heresies
那这个天主教跟
东正教
他们就是从这个使徒教会被异端侵入的使徒教会所出来的。
Originally, Eastern Orthodox and Catholic Church actually one church without the truth, without the perfect gospel.
那一开始，这个天主教跟东正教他们是同一个教会，但是却没有全备的福音。
But of course, they began to fight within the east of Roman Empire and west of Roman Empire. You can see the church because of this geographical and political situation.Church without the truth was actually divided.
东方的罗马帝国跟西方开始有争吵，所以他们也是因为如此而分开了。
And then eventually, you know, up to 1054 AD.
那到最后到主后105年。
1054.
105, 主后105年。
1054.
主后1054年。
And then this so-called Eastern Orthodox and Roman Catholic Church were officially announced. Now we are called Roman Catholic Church, and you are called Eastern Orthodox Church.
对，那时候，天主教他们就称自己为罗马天主教，那就称东正教为东正教。
Before 1054 AD, another name, Roman Catholic Church, was loosely used, but not very official.
那在主后一千零在一千零五四年之前，这个罗马天主教这个名词是有被用，但是不是很正式。
But after 1054.So clear. So this is called a great division within the within this church, one church, but without the truth.
那在一零五四年后，他们就这个非常大的争执，但因为这样，他们还是没有因此而分裂。
And then this continued. This big tree continued with a lot of heresies.
那这个大树也继续增加许多的异端。
You can see all the heresies nowadays. This is not talking bad about the church. This is history. We can see.There are seven sacraments in Roman Catholic Church, and they're preaching a lot of things which are not in the Bible.
那我们也看到说，这其实不是有关于教会，而是有相关历史，因为在天主教中，他们有不同的教义，还有圣礼。
This is not criticism.
那这不是在批评。
This is historical facts.
这是历史的真实，
They know it.
真实的历史。
They know.
因为他们也知道。
We know.
我们也知道。
But they don't want to change.
但是他们却不想改变。
Of course, Eastern Orthodox.Began to grow, but not as big as RC.
那当然，东正教也继续的成长，但不像罗马天主教如此大。
Until 1517.
那在1517年后
，Martin Luther, Calvin, Zwingli, and many other people coming out of Roman Catholic Church to attack them. You are wrong. You must come back to the Bible.
那时以后，马丁路德与许多其他人就出来攻击罗马天主教，说他们是错的，没有跟
From then on,
教会圣经。
That get birth.To the Protestants.
那从那时候是
Protestants 就是 going against Roman Catholic Church. You know, you have got the heresy and the Protestants. Protestants means to go against protesting.
那这些是 Protestants, 就是他们
All the churches after 1517 are actually after the starting of the Reformation of Martin Luther.
那所以在1517年初后面出来的教会，他们就是要有来这个改变罗马教的一个教会。
They protest against the Roman Catholic Church.
那他们是来
对立
罗马天主教。
So that's why today we've got the word called Protestants, right? Protestants actually means you're going against.
所以在这些教会就是教是针对对立这罗马天主教的教会。
This term Protestant is very universal. People know about the meaning is going against. From 1517, you can see, actually, this is a fulfillment of parable number four.
那从1517年，我们也看到说，这其实是第四个比喻的成就。
Because Jesus says this in this parable, the kingdom of heaven is like leavened bread.
那因为在这个比喻中，主耶稣说，神的国像这个像
发酵的面粉。
的面
bread 团一个面包 ，What does it mean？
那这是什么意思呢
？Leaven means sins and wrong teachings。
那我们知道酵代表了罪跟错的教训。
The interesting thing is, if you look at these eight parables in this Matthew chapter 13, the first parable you don't have the phrase called the kingdom of heaven is like. This doesn't appear in the first parable.
那我们很奇妙，我们看马太福音第一个里面的第一个比喻，这却没有开始说主的神的国像这样子。
神的国好像 no,
神的国好像。
But the last seven parables, the kingdom of God is like.
但最后的七个比喻都是开始说神的国像好像。
This parable is actually a principle. When words of God are preached, you can see four kinds of hearts.
那第一个比喻其实是一种原则，就是说，当神的道传出去，有四种不同的心田。
This happened in the time 2000 years ago.
那这是在2000年前所发生的。
And this also happens now.
那同样在现今也是在发生。
So these parables are actually prophetic parables.
那其实这些比喻都是预言的比喻。
And the parable number two, we said, the kingdom of heaven is like, you see, Son of Man preached the word of God, right? In that parable, very clear.You can see that apostolic church was built.
那这个比喻就说天国好像，第二个比喻说天国好像，那么看到使徒教会的成立，耶稣传福音，耶稣开始传福音。
And then it became the apostolic church after the downpour of the Holy Spirit.
那在圣灵降临以后，就有了这个使徒教会。
Became,
就成了使徒教会。
The church was taken to be a national church in parable number three with birds' nests.
那在到记的第三个比喻，这个教会就成为一个国家的教会，然后有了飞鸟的窝的。
Works of the devil.
那这就是撒旦的
工作。After 1517.
那1517年之后
，The church generated so many out of that, you know, after Reformation, many churches, just the 11th bread.
那从了这个教会以后，就有许多的教会出来改革，那就成为这个面校团。
What does it mean? The head, the kingdom of heaven is like 11th bread.
那这什么意思呢？就是说天国好像一个一团面校。
What does it mean?
这什么意思呢?
A piece of bread without yeast, without bacteria. That means leaven is only flat, very hard, just like the bread we use for Holy Communion.
那一团没有酵的面就是扁扁的，像我们用圣餐里的一样。
When it is given leaven, that means yeast, that means bacteria, it will become so big.
但当这团面加上了酵以后，它就会膨起来。
Means bacteria. Yeast means bacteria.
那酵也就是
细菌。Why that bread becomes so big?
那为什么
after adding yeast?
那为什么这团面粉加了酵以后就发起来了呢
？Why?
为什么呢
？Because there's so many holes within the bread.
因为在面这团面团中有许多的洞缺口。
Why? Why there's so many holes?
那为什么有那么多的洞呢
？Because when bacteria grow.Growth, you know, it gives off carbon dioxide.
那因为细菌在这个面团里面，成长的时候，它会发出二氧化碳。
And there's no way to escape within the bread.
那在面这个面团里面没办法消化
，escape
没办法排出，
逃不了去啊。So it becomes a bubble inside.
所以就在这面团中成了一个泡泡。
So many of them, so many bubbles within.
所以在面团中有许多的泡泡。
So that is why you got so many holes within a piece of bread.
那也是为什么在这个面团里面有许多的洞。
This is because of carbon dioxide given off by bacteria during fermentation, before cooking, before being baked, and then after cooking it becomes solidified.
那这是在这个面团被烤之前，因为这个细菌，然后这个二氧化碳就造成了这个效果。
But Jesus says the kingdom of heaven, that means the church is like this leaven bread.
但主耶稣这里说天国好像一团面酵。
What does it mean?
那这是什么意思呢
？Leaven means sins.
那酵代表了罪与错的教训。
In the Bible, very clear.
这是圣经所教导的。
In other words, now after 1517, all the churches which come out, they are just like the big tree without the truth.
那另一句话说，在1517年，当所有的教会出现了以后，他们就像这个大树，没有真理。
So whether it's a big tree or the leaven bread, you don't see perfect gospel. They have little truth, but not a lot.
所以无论是这棵大树还是这团面酵，你会看到他们都没有真理，
也没有全备的真理。
只有一点点的真理。
We cannot say they don't have any truth. They have little.
我们不可能说他们完全没真理，只有一点点而已。
That's why they are called the little mountains, little hills surrounding the highest mountain, the true church in the end time.
那这也是为什么我们说他们是在末世，是这些小山围聚这个大山的小山。
True church.
就是真这个大山是真耶稣教会，真教会。
And then after that, what happens?
那这个以后发生了什么事呢
？Parable number five.
第五个比喻。
Oh, it talks about what?
那讲到了什么呢
？The kingdom of heaven is like.
那天国好像。
Like what?
好像什么呢
？Hidden treasure.
好像宝贝藏在地里。
What is this hidden treasure?
这宝贝是什么呢
？Paul said the treasure means the truth.
那保罗说这个宝贝就是真理。
But truth and Holy Spirit cannot be separated.
但是真理跟圣灵不能被分开。
No truth, no Holy Spirit.
没圣灵就没真理。
No Holy Spirit, no truth.
没圣灵就没真理。
So the hidden treasure means the Holy Spirit, the truth.
这隐藏的宝藏也代表了宝贝，也代表了真理。
Only with the Holy Spirit, people can understand the truth.
唯有借着圣灵，我们人才能了解这个真理。
You can see in this parable number five, a person actually finds this hidden treasure.
那在第五个比喻中，我们看到有一个人找到了这个宝藏的宝贝。
The true church started with one person.
那真耶稣教会也是借着一个人开始。
One,
一个人。
Two,
也不是两个人。
One, two, three, etc.
或是更多的。
Starting what? Starting from one.
你是从一个人开始。
So look at parable number five. We can see it's one person through the Holy Spirit. The church was established.
所以从第五个比喻，我们可以看到借着圣灵，真耶稣教会从一个人开始被成立了。
This we know history at least briefly, right?
那其实我们也都了解我们教会的历史。
It's very interesting. Look at this one person in parable number five.
那我们如果看这个第五个比喻中的这个人
，very interesting，
非常的有趣。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because he sold everything and then he buy the piece of land.
因为他变卖了一切所有了，要买块这一地。
What does it mean?
那这又是什么意思呢
？It means he get rid of all his wrong teachings and also possibly even his physical businesses to preach to accept the truth revealed to him.
因为代表说，或许他，他将他过去错的一切的教训都除去了，或是他变卖了自己所有的来传这个真道。
This is true.
那这也是真的。
In the truth of church.
那在我们真耶稣教会
Parable number six.
那第六个比喻
I think we all know this, right? I'm just going over. You know chapter, if you don't know, study. Matthew chapter 13 yourself.
那我们如果不了解的话
Any questions, you can ask.
我们可以来查看马太福音第十三章有问题就要问
So parable number six, you can see what happened. The kingdom of heaven is like what?
那我们可以在第六个比喻看到说天国的比
six, six, six.
第六个比喻说天国好像
Like what?
好像什么呢
A person, a merchant, seeking beautiful pearls.
那好像有一个人在寻找重价的珠子。
Not 重价 no, I didn't say beautiful, not 重价。
一个好珠子。
美。
美的珠子。
Is it 美 Chinese?
好。
好啊。In English, it's beautiful.
所以是一个美的珠子。
These beautiful pearls refer to other churches and denominations before the coming of the true Jesus Church.
那这个好珠子
before the progress of the true Jesus Church.
那这好珠子也代表在真耶稣教会
before the progress, growth of the true Jesus Church.
在真耶稣教会成长之前的其他的宗教教派
Parable number five, establishment of the true Church.
那第五个比喻也讲到了真耶稣教会的成立
Parable number six is the growth of the true Jesus Church.
那第六个比喻讲到真耶稣教会的成长
This is happening throughout the whole world.
那这也是在这全世界现在所发生的事。
Kingdom of heaven is like a person searching for beautiful pearls. It goes from one place to another. That means from one church to another church. Eventually, he finds the one pearl of great value.
那天国好像是买卖寻找好珠子的这个人，他到处寻找这个真教会。
The last time I was in Togo, June.
那最后一次我到非洲 Togo 的时候
，One of the person was baptized. One of the among the people baptized. One of them.Was baptized in the Trinity Church, and that was the tenth time, his baptism in his life,
其中
her life.
其中一个受洗的，他是在他一生当中第十次受洗。
Ten times in the Trinity Church.
那是
last time, tenth time.
那最后一次，第十次是在我们真耶稣教会中受洗。
It's just like a merchant seeking for beautiful pearls. Eventually, God.Brought her to the true church.
那他就是好像这个买卖寻找这个美好珠子的人，到最后带到了真耶稣教会。
This is the growth of the church.
那这也是教会的成长。
And this parable is being fulfilled throughout the whole world.
那这个比喻现在在世界各地也在成就当中。
And then parable number six, of course, talks about the true church as well.
那当然，第六个比喻也讲
seven.
第七个比喻也讲到了真耶稣教会。
What is it?
那这第七个比喻是什么呢
？The Kingdom of heaven is just like a great net. Jesus, the true Jesus church is like a net.
天国好像撒网，然后这个真耶稣教会也像这个网。
The net is cast, and then all kinds of creatures are caught.
那这个网撒在海里，然后聚集了各种的水族。
That means all kinds of people.
那代表各种不同的人。
Whether they are good or bad, they are caught by the net.
那无论是好或是坏，他们都被这个网
绑住了。That means some of them coming to the true church maybe with wrong motives.
那或许是有些人来真耶稣教会是错，有错的动机。
And yet they are caught.
但他们还是被网到。
But they must change.
但他们必须要改变。
If they don't change, they'll be cast out of this net.
如果不改变，他们将被丢弃。
Right, this is very clear from verse 47.
那从第47节我们可以看得很清楚。
This happens in the true church.
那这也是在真耶稣教会所发生。
That's why you can see some members are away from the church because they've been cast away from the nets.
这也是我们看到说真耶稣教会中有被被丢弃的信徒。
This is fulfilling parable number seven.
那这就是成就了第七个比喻。
Parable number eight.
第八个比喻。
Verse 52.
第五十二节。
Therefore, every scribe instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven is like the kingdom of heaven is like. This is a parable.
所以凡文士受教做天国的门徒。
In English, it says the kingdom of heaven is like.
那是说
Like what?
天国
The householder who brings out of his treasure things new and old.
就是好像一个家主从他库里拿出新旧的东西来。
So here it is another parable.
所以这里又是另一个比喻。
Because the same phrase, the kingdom of heaven is like now is like a householder.
因为这里重复的说，天国好像一个家族。
So you can see the last seven parables always talks about the kingdom of heaven is like the kingdom of heaven is like.
所以我们可以看到最后七个比喻都开始是这样说，天国好像。
That is a parable tells us.
那这个比喻告诉我们什么呢
？That means a scribe instructed about the kingdom of God heaven. That means we are the TJC workers, believers. We must be instructed scribe.
那这说凡受教凡文士受教做天国的门徒那我们就像这个文士
We have been instructed, we have been educated about the truth.
那我们有被教导这个教会的真理
We are the spiritual scribes.
那我们就是属灵的文士
And then we form the kingdom of God.
那我们
Is that true?
那我们也是组成这个天国
All the scribes spiritually today form the kingdom of God.
所以现今我们是属灵的文士就是教会
future,
组成这个教会
天国真理 Heaven.Heavenly kingdom. Because in the future, we are going to heaven to see God and the angels.
因为在末世，在以后，将来我们将去这个天国来见神、见天使。
But that is like a householder.
那这里说就像一个家族。
That means he knows everything inside the house.
代表说他对他家里的一切事情都熟悉。
What do you find in the house?
你在家里找到什么呢
？What is the house?
一个家又是什么
？The church.
那就是教会。
What is the church?
教会是什么
？First Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
那提摩太前书第三章第十五节这样说
The church is the pillar and the ground of the truth.
教会就是真理的根基跟
Pillar and the ground of the truth.
是教会的柱子跟根基
真理的柱子
真理的柱子跟根基
First Timothy 3 verse 15 Very clear. That means this householder is very, very clear about the truth.
也代表说这个家主非常了解真理。
It means we know the truth so well.
也代表说我们也非常了解真理。
It means we must know the truth well.
也代表说我们需要了解真理。
How do we know that we must know this?
那我们要怎么知道我们该这样做呢
？We talk about treasure. Treasure means the word of God, remember?
当我们讲到了这个宝贝，我们说这是代表神的话。
Parable number 5, verse 44, also treasure, right?
第五个比喻在第四十四节讲到这个宝贝。
This is the truth.
这就是真理。
This is the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵。
This is the truth, especially.
这最重要就是真理。
Because Paul says, we have this treasure in these vessels. We are the vessels. In us, we have the treasure. Paul says.
那因为保罗也说，在这个器皿里面有这个宝贝，那我们就是这个器皿。
That means the truth.
那这也是真理。
The truth in us.
所以我们这个器皿中。
Very interesting. He said new and old.
那这里很有趣，说到新旧的东西。
Well, the Bible is Old and New Testament, you know.
那同样的，我们的圣经有新约与旧约。
This is a prophetic parable.
那这就是一个预言的比喻。
Even before the Bible was formed with Old and New Testament, Jesus knew about it.
那在圣经我们有这个新约与旧约之前，主耶稣已经知道了。
How powerful the prophecies of God of Jesus are.
那主耶稣的比喻是如此的有能力。
But this one true church in the end time, we need to know. Of course, according to our traditional teachings, we must have at least three conditions, right?
那我们从我们的教训学习知道，我们知道这个末世真耶稣教会需要有三个条件。
教会的传统。
我们教会的传统教训。
We must have the Holy Spirit.
我们知道有三个条件。
We must have the truth.
得要有圣灵。
We must have the power.
有真理跟能力。
But I tell you, some people.Some other churches also have power to perform miracles.
可以告诉你说，其他教会也有这个能力来行神经奇事。
Some claim to have the Holy Spirit.
有些也可能有圣灵。
Very confusing.
非常的混乱。
How do we know we are in the end time one true church?
但我们如何知道
one true church in the end time?
我们现在是处于在末世的独一真教会呢
？We must be 100% clear.
我们一定要非常的明确的了解。
The first thing, of course, we must have the Holy Spirit. The true church in the end time must have the Holy Spirit.
第一个当然是末世独一真教会需要拥有圣灵。
This is the traditional teaching of true church, and it is traditional teaching is in the Bible.
那这是我们真耶稣教会传统的教训，这个教训也是在圣经里。
So traditions which are in the Bible must be kept and preached.
所以这传统的教训是要从圣经出来，那我们也要来持守，要传讲。要来保守。
Don't say, "Oh, this is traditional, too old, and change." No, we can't.
那我们不能说这已经传统是老套了，我们要来做改变。
Traditions, even Paul talks about the word traditions.
那连保罗也谈到这个字传统。
Oh, in other words, everything that we preach in the Bible, we must keep, whether they're traditions or not.
那另一句话说，就是说，换句话说，就是说，我们圣经只要所传的，我们就要来持守、保守，无论是传统或是不是。
So the first thing is the Holy Spirit.
所以第一件事就是有
圣灵。We need the Holy Spirit, of course. Most importantly, is to cleanse sins through the church.
那我们知道圣灵最重要的功能就是要来解除罪，还有洗净教会。
Because the church is only established through cleansings of sins by the Holy Spirit during water baptism.
那因为圣教会的建立是借着圣灵在洗礼中除罪的功效。
That's why Jesus says so clearly.
那这也是为什么主耶稣这样子的清楚的说，在马太福音16:19，十六章第十九节
，I will give you the keys of kingdom of heaven.
我要把天国的钥匙给你。
Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be bound in heaven. Will be loose in heaven.
凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放，在天上也要释放。
What does it mean?
这又是什么意思呢
？Being bound by what?
你是被什么所捆绑的
？Sins
就是罪恶。
Loose from what？
那是从什么释放呢
？Sins
也是从罪恶来释放。
Jesus says, "I'll give you the keys of this authority."
所以说，我要将这个天国的钥匙的权柄给你。
To loose
来释放。
That means to be delivered from sins.
代表说从罪恶。
If people don't believe and don't get baptized, they are bound.
如果人不相信而受洗，他们就被捆绑住了。
But the church has this responsibility.
但教会有这个责任。
Through the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵。
Jesus says so clearly in John chapter 20.
主耶稣在约翰福音第二十章清楚的说。
Chapter 20.
第二十章。
Verse 21.
第二十一节说。
Verse 23.
到第二十三节这样说。
He says so clearly.
John
20:21-23.
约翰福音第二十章二十一到二十三节。
He says so clearly.
其实这里清楚说到。
Receive the Holy Spirit.
你们将要得到圣灵，你们受圣灵。
But at the time, the believers did not receive the Holy Spirit yet.
在那时候，信徒们却还没有得到圣灵。
And then Jesus said, "When you receive the Holy Spirit, you forgive the sins of people. People's sins will be forgiven. If you retain, their sins will be retained."
主耶稣说：“你们受圣灵，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就受赦免；你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。”
So, when Jesus says loosing and binding, he's talking about cleansing sins during water baptism after the downpour of the Holy Spirit.
所以，当主耶稣讲到捆绑与释放，就是。就是要将把罪除掉，当圣灵降下来时。
That is very important.
这是非常的重要。
So we need the Holy Spirit in the church to cleanse sins.
所以我们在教会需要圣灵来解除罪。
The apostolic church started with the Holy Spirit.
那使徒教会也是借着圣灵而开始成立。
And then through preaching.
那再来借着宣传传道。
Peter preached the first sermon, right?
那彼得宣传第一个讲道。
And then water baptism.
那再借着受洗。
So Holy Spirit, truth, water baptism.
所以是圣灵真理施洗水礼
，sins forgiven，
那罪就被赦免了。
This is called loosed from sins。
那这也是就从罪恶的释放。
Only possible through the Holy Spirit。
那唯一借了圣灵才有可能。
That's why the true church needs the Holy Spirit。
那这也是为什么真耶稣教会真教会需要圣灵。
Of course, we have again have many other teaching. The Holy Spirit can actually confirms that God is with us。
那当然我们知道圣灵也能证明说神与我们同在。
The Holy Spirit also tells us that.We can be sanctified by the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵也告诉我们，借着圣灵，我们得以成圣。
The Bible also tells us that we need the Holy Spirit as an evidence, as a guarantee to go to heaven.
圣经告诉我们，需要有圣灵成为去进天国的凭据。
However, this has been misunderstood by many people.
那但是这却被许多人来误解了。
Many people in Africa, in other countries of the world, they claim they have received the Holy Spirit.
那在世界的其他地方与非洲许多国家很多人都自称为有得到圣灵但他们其实还没有得到圣灵
80% of the two Jesus Church members in Africa told us they have received, they had received the Holy Spirit before coming to the True Church.
那在非洲的信徒80%的信徒，在他们真耶稣教会的信徒，他们跟我们讲说，在来真教会之前，他们已经得到圣灵了。
And then later on, they were laughing when we talked about it again. They laughed.
那到最后，当我们跟他们讲到圣灵时，他们就笑。
Because they did not receive the Holy Spirit.
因为他们其实没有得到圣灵。
The devil is working very hard.
那我们知道撒旦的工作也非常的强烈。
The pastor teach people to speak in tongues.
那他们传道教导我们的信徒如何来讲灵言。
They said they spoke in tongues.
那他们说他们会讲这个灵言方言。
They were taught to speak in tongues.
但其实他们也被教导如何来讲方言。
And there's a word that they use.
那他们有讲这个话，这个字。
This is they call it. They say Labasandra. That is the word they use.
那他们就用这个字 Labasandra.
They say it again and again, even overnight. Or from daytime until the next morning.
所以他们甚至整晚从晚上到隔天早晨就重复的说这个字。
And then some of them standing up, dancing, and then fall on the ground, unconscious.
那有些人会站起来跳舞，然后有些会倒下，然后失去知觉。
This is the evil spirit.
那这就是邪灵。
When they had come to the church.
但当他们到了真耶稣教会以后。
When they talk about this, they laugh, but they also was very sad, feeling very sad for other people who are not in the True Church yet.
当他们听到了以后，他们笑，但却为其他还没到真耶稣教会的人感到悲哀。
Devil is working very hard, confusing people about speaking in tongues.
那撒旦是如此努力的工作，要来搞混。
Really wild.
要让人家他猖狂，魔鬼的猖狂。
Trying using many rules, many deception, a lot of deception to.
那魔鬼试着用许多不同的诡计要来。
In London, the devil using different words.
那在伦敦，魔鬼也是用不同的方式。
Some people they say they got the Holy Spirit. Actually, they also taught by their pastors.
那有些人说他们得到圣灵，其实也是被他们的牧师所教导。
I met personally.
那我是有亲自遇过的。
And one of them said.
那有一个人这样说。
He came to the True Church.
那他最后来到真耶稣教会。
He said, "I got the Holy Spirit."
他说我有圣灵。
I said, "How do you know?"
他说我问他说你怎么知道？
Because I can speak in tongues.
那他说我可以讲灵言。
Can you speak now?
那我问他说你现在可以讲吗？
Oh, of course, of course.
他说当然哦。
And then he said, "Try." I said, "Try."
那我说试看看吧。
Use his syllables.
他是用这种。
I said, "This is not the Holy Spirit."
所以他用这种短音在出声。那我跟他讲，这不是圣灵。
I'm taught by my pastor, you know.
可是他说我是被我牧师这样教导的。
I said, "Yeah, pastor is wrong."
那我跟他讲说，你的牧师是错的。
Did you do it yourself just now?
那我问他说：“你现在是自己所装的吗？ 你刚才是自己装的吗？
自己做的吗？ So of course, I'm taught, I learned it.
他说：“当然了，我是这样被教导，我是这样学的。”
Very easy, very easy.
他说非常简单，就这样子。
I said, "I'm sorry, my friend, you are deceived."
他说：“对不起，我的朋友，你被骗了。”
Where does it in the Bible? It tells us that speaking in tongues can be learned.
那圣经哪里有跟我们讲说灵言是可以学来的呢？
It's given to us by the power of the Holy Spirit, enabling a tongue to make a sound called utterance.
那是借着圣灵的大能而赐给我们的，才能讲出这个灵言方言，发出一个舌头的声音，这叫
utterance.
发出一个舌头的声音。
You don't do it yourself.
那不是自己做的。
It's from God.
是从神来的。
This is the work of God.
那这也是神的作为。
The devil.
但是撒旦,
very, very cunning.
他是非常狡猾的。
So teaching people to speak in tongues.
他会教导人来讲方言。
So many testimonies, we can talk so many we have encountered in different countries.
在不同的国家，我遇见非常多的例子。
But another way the devil is working is don't speak in tongues.
但魔鬼在做工的另外一种方式就是教导人不要讲方言。
That's why Paul's in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 32, isn't it? It says so clearly.
那这也是在保罗在哥林多前书14章32节。 那我在这英文Hosanna中也有谈到这一点。Chapter
14.
哥林多前书14章。Verse 39. 39节。
My brothers and sisters desire earnestly to prophesy, and do not forbid to speak with tongues in tongues. Do not forbid.
就说不要禁止说方言。Cannot
stop speaking in tongues, Paul says.
那保罗说不能停止说方言。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because in the time of Paul, some people actually teaching, You don't need to speak in tongues.
因为在保罗的时代，有人教导说不需要来讲方言。
That's why Paul said, "Don't stop speaking in tongues."
所以保罗说不要禁止说方
言。Look at what Paul says in verse 18.
那保罗在第十八节怎么说呢
？I thank God, you know, I speak with tongues in tongues more than you all.
他说我感谢神，我说方言比你们众人还多。
The whole chapter is talking about speaking in tongues.
那整章都在讲到说方言。
But some people, you know, some commentary would say this. Oh, verse 18 is talking about Paul can speak many languages.More than other people.
但有些人解释十八节说保罗他其实是会许多的语言，所以他讲的语言比人家还多。
This is very foolish.
那但是这是愚昧的想法。
Because why should Paul tell people, "Hey, my brothers and sisters, I speak more languages than you. What for? What's the point?"
因为保罗为什么？
What point?
保罗为什么要跟弟兄姐妹说我比你们讲的语言还要多呢？
Actually, God inspired him to encourage them. I speak more in tongues, therefore I'm edified more. So.Learn from me as I've learned from Christ. That is his message.
但其实神启示保罗要跟大家说，是因为他说方言，然后造就比较多，所以要教大家讲方言才能得造就。
God inspired him to speak in tongues more, to pray more. That means that's why he said in verse 4, speaking in tongues is to edify oneself.
那神启示保罗要多祷告，再多讲方言，所以在第四节讲到是为了要造就自己。
This chapter has confused many people in the world.
那这一章，这更多前书第十四章有摇混了许多世界上的人。
If we don't understand, ask. Don't be deceived.
但我们如果不了解，我们需要问，不要被欺骗了。
So Holy Spirit is very important.
所以圣灵是非常重要的。
That's why we need to pray more.
这是为什么我们需要多祷告。
So the devil is working.Either teaching people to speak in tongues or stopping people to speak in tongues.
所以魔鬼的工作就是教导人，不要讲方言，还是在讲教人来讲方言。
This is because they will know if we speak in tongues, we can be edified, we can go to heaven.
这也是因为撒旦知道，如果我们讲方言，我们就能得造就，就能进天堂。
And the other condition of the true church is this.
那真耶稣教会其他的要有的预备的条件，
另外一个条件
就是
truth. We must have the truth.
就是要有真理。
Only when we have the Holy Spirit, we can have the truth.
那当我们有这个圣灵，我们才会有真理。
Without the Holy Spirit, we don't have the truth.
如果没有圣灵，我们就没有真理。
Truth must come first, and the truth follows.
那真理要先，圣灵要先来，然后真理才跟着来。
This is what Jesus says.
这也是主耶稣所说的。
Because when the Holy Spirit comes, you will know the truth.
因为主耶稣这样说，圣灵来之后，你将了解真理。
This is very clear in John chapter 14.Chapter 16, very clear.
在约翰福音十四十六章中就非常的清楚。
Chapter 14:26, Jesus says, "When the Holy Spirit comes, and then He will teach you everything that you have taught you to understand." This is the truth.
那主耶稣也说，当圣灵来以后，他必亲自教导你来了解。
But without the Holy Spirit, nobody could have the truth. Could have had the truth.
如果没有圣灵，没有任何一个人可以拥有这个真理。
And the Holy Spirit is given to those who obey the truth.
那圣灵也是赐给那些所守真理的人。
Jesus says in Acts chapter 5 verse 32. He said so clearly in Acts chapter 5 verse 32.
那主耶稣在第五章，使徒行传第五章。
In Acts chapter 5 verse 32.
使徒行传第五章这样子说。
32节
这样说。
The Holy Spirit is given to those who obey Jesus. That means who obey His teachings. Holy Spirit is given to those. If you don't have the truth, how can you obey? Therefore, how can you have the Holy Spirit?
那圣灵是赐给那些凡遵守主耶稣的人。那你如果没有圣灵，你如何来遵理主？遵守主耶稣呢
？That means you cannot have the Holy Spirit without the truth.
那代表说没有真理，你就不能有圣灵。
Look at all the Holy Spirit coming down upon people in the Bible. You can see only when the truth is preached, the Holy Spirit came down.
那么在圣经也看到，唯一当真理被传开以后，圣灵才降下来。
It's true.
这也是真实的。
The apostles praying, you know, and the believers in the upper room for 10 days. These people have learned from Jesus 3 years the truth.And then the Holy Spirit came down. They believed and they received the Holy Spirit.
那使徒跟信徒们，他们聚集在这个楼中祷告十天，然后因为他们相信神的话，所以圣灵降下来。
Many cases are the same. Look at Cornelius. Before being baptized, they believed in the truth preached, and they spoke in tongues.
那同样许多的例子，如哥林流，他相信了，当他相信了以后，圣灵降下来，他就讲方言。
But once we have the Holy Spirit, the truth we preach will be 100% according to the Bible.
当我们有了真理圣灵以后，我们所传的真理就是会是完全符合这种圣经的。
Says, I've got the Holy Spirit, but they don't preach the gospel. That means he has got no Holy Spirit yet.
当有人说他得到了圣灵，却没有在传照着圣经的真理，那代表他们
没有圣灵。The Holy Spirit only teaches one truth.
那圣灵只会教导一种真理。
If someone says he's got the Holy Spirit,
如果有人说他有圣灵
，and we say we've got the Holy Spirit，
那我们说我们也有圣灵
，but we cannot agree on water baptism, head bowing down, for example。
但我们不能在这个洗礼的方式上有和调和谐。
Are we saying the Holy Spirit has got two ways to baptize a person, telling us two ways？
那我们能说圣灵教导我们两种不同施洗的方法吗
？No, it's wrong。
这是错误的。
That one doesn't have the Holy Spirit。
那一个
The Holy Spirit they can have actually can be learned, can be from the devil。
那他有的圣灵或许是学来的，或者是从撒旦来的。
Because it's only one truth。
因为只有一个真理。
And what we preach, bow your head, bowing down, is in the Bible。
那我们所传说头要向下，这是记载在圣经里的真理。
But they say not important。
但他们却说这不重要。
This is from God。
所以我们知道这不是从神来的。
So Holy Spirit and truth must come together。
所以圣灵真理，圣灵跟真理需要来在一起。
And miracles, as we know, power。To perform miracles is also one of the conditions of the true church in the empire.
我们知道另外一个在真末世真耶稣教会要拥有的条件。
But unfortunately, the world has also been confused by performing miracles.
就是要神迹奇事，但是世界也因此而混乱。
Because in the Bible, you can see three kinds of scenarios or circumstances where miracles can be performed.
我们在圣经中有看到三种不同的环境下，神迹奇事会发生。
Number one,
第一种。
The devil can perform miracles.
就是撒旦恶者也能行神迹奇事。
From Exodus chapter 7.
那从出埃及记第七章可以看见。
Verse 11 and verse 12.
11节跟第十二节。
You know the staffs thrown down on the ground by the magicians of the Egyptians. So actually, were able to turn into snakes.
那我们知道这些埃及人的这个魔术师，他们也能将他们的杖成为蛇。
From Aaron's rod swallowed them.
但是亚伦杖来的蛇却吞吃了他们的杖，所以我们知道恶者也能行神迹奇事。那这能欺骗许多的人。
And this also seen, you know, the first plague. Remember the first plague and the second plague.
那这也在第一跟第二灾中也看见了。
The first plague, you know, before the Exodus, was water into blood.
那在他们出埃及之前，第一灾就是水变成血。
Seven verse 22。
那出埃及记第七章第二节。
22.
第二十二节。
You can see the devil through the power of the magicians were also able to turn water into blood。
这边看到这个魔鬼借着这个这些魔术师的，他们也能将水变成血。
Exodus 6。
那出埃及记第六章。
Chapter 8.
第八章第六第七节
You can see the second miracle was also performed by the devil turning frogs bring up frogs on
我们可以看到第二灾也是魔鬼的作为带来了青蛙
The devil could not do this anymore
那但再来呢魔鬼就无法再行神迹了
Because it was work is limited
因为他的作为是有限的
But that limited satanic work is able to confuse many people in the worldWho worship idols.
但他有这个有限的作为，却能迷惑世界上许多的人来拜偶像。
拜偶像的人啊 ，because in Africa there are many people who worship idols, and these people can perform miracles. I tell you.
你在非洲也许多拜偶像的人，他们这些人也能行神迹奇事。
This is the first scenario.
那这是第一种情景。
The second scenario.
第二种情景呢
？In many churches in different countries.They can perform miracles.
在许多国家不同的教派中，他们也能有行神迹奇事的能力。
You know
why? 为什么呢
？Because this is of God's love.
因为这些是出于神的爱。
Even though they don't have the truth, they believe in the name of Jesus. They can pray, and God can heal the sicknesses.
那虽然他没有全备的真理，但他们爱主耶稣，他们祷告，神听他们祷告，也能医治生病的。
But that doesn't mean healings after healings they can go to heaven. No.
但也不代表说他们得医治以后就能进天堂。
This is clearly seen in Mark chapter 9, isn't it?
那在马可福音第九章中有可以清楚的看见。
Look at Mark.
你翻开马可福音。
You can see clearly chapter 9, no?
马可福音第九章。
Mark chapter 9.
马可福音第九章。
From verse 8, you can see,someone was able to cast out demons in the name of Jesus.
所以第八
verse 38.
第三十八节，我们看到说有人可以借着
主耶稣的名。Mark chapter 9, verse 38.
马可福音八章三十九节，三十八节。
You can see someone was able to cast out demons in the name of Jesus.
你看到有人能奉着神的名赶鬼。
But they did not follow Jesus.
但他却没有跟从。
That means they did not believe in Jesus.
代表他没有相信主耶稣。
But they believe in the name of Jesus.
但他相信主的名。 主名的能力。
But they had not accepted all the truth of Jesus.
但他还没有接受神全备的福音。
And yet they were able to perform miracles.
那他也能行神迹奇事。
And Jesus said, "It's okay, let them do it." In verse 39, "Do not stop them, let them do it, because these people is good for us."
39节，耶稣说不要禁止他们，因为他们奉我行奇事。
That is why.Preaching in many countries, we have to explain to people.
那这也是为什么我们在其他国家宣道时，我们需要来做一个解释。
When we meet with people, I said, "This is the true church." But they said, "How can you say I'm not the true church? Because I can perform miracles too."
那当我们在宣道时，我们说我们是真教会，他们会问你怎么能说我们不是呢？因为我们也能行神迹奇事。
You know why?
那你知道为什么吗
？God's love.
那是因为神的爱。
Is not true.
那不是真的吗
？Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章
45,
第三十五节
45,
四十五节
Matthew 5:45
马太福音五章四十五节
The Father, Heavenly Father, gives sunshine to the evil and also to the good.
那我们天父他日头照好人也照坏人
He also sends rain on the just and on the unjust.
降雨给义人也给不义的人
Why?
为什么呢
Why God gives goodness to all the evil people?
为什么神赐这些好处给
义人呢 Why they listen to their prayers when they even don't have the truth?
当他们还没有真理之前，为什么神也听他们祷告呢？因为是神的爱。
Hopefully one day they will come to the true church.
希望他们有一天也会来到这真教会。
How I came to the true church.
那也借着神的能力，他们来到了真教会。
I was the same. You know, before I came to the church, I was almost we should have died with my two sisters drowned in the sea.
我在来真耶稣教会之前，我有我两个姐妹差点在海中，
差点应该
在海中溺死。
Because at the time, 30 people were thrown into the sea.And then none of them died.
那因为那时候我们三十多个人
，None of us died.
三十个人困在海中却没有人死。
Little children,
我们是小孩子。
Oh, why?
为什么呢
？Because the owner of the company actually, and the owners were actually TCC members.
因为那时我们那个公司的的主人其实是真耶稣教会的信徒。
The owner. Oh. And then what happened?
那我发生了什么事呢
After the incident, one of the servants of the owner came to our house and said to us, "You know, you don't die because we prayed for you."
那当这件事发生以后，这个这个老板的一个 servant
的工人嘛，
他的一个工人来到我们家跟我们讲说，是因为我们为你们祷告，所以你们没有丧命。
Wow. At the time, we did not know what do you mean. Just never heard of it.
那时候我们不了解，说真耶稣教会从来没听过。
Later on, we were baptized.
但之后我们就受洗。God
protects His people, protects people even though they don't have the truth yet.
那神照样，虽然在他们还没相信之前，会照样。
So when we go to Africa or other countries in the world, we encounter people telling us, "We can cast out even demons. How can you say we don't have the power of God? We don't have the truth?"
You
ask this question.
当我们去非洲或者其他国家，他们会跟我们讲说：“我们，你怎么可以说我们不是真教会？我们也能行神迹奇事？我们如何回答呢
？”But you explain to them, "Wow, it's in the Bible. Doesn't mean you have the truth."
所以我们可以跟他们解释说，在圣经里讲是这样子，但不代表你们有真理。
So you can cast out demons, you can heal by prayer. Doesn't mean you can go to heaven.
所以你们可以除去魔鬼，或是医病，不代表说你们能去见天堂。
Scenario is in the true church.
那第三个情景发生在真耶稣教会之内。
This I don't think we need to use verses. So many verses in the Bible. The miracles that performed by Jesus accompanied him, accompanied Paul and many apostles, and also accompanied us, confirming the truth that we preach. This is very clear in the Bible.
那圣经非常的清楚讲到主耶稣基督和保罗许多使徒们，他们神迹奇事随着他们。
So we have the same today.
那我们今天也是同样。
I've seen, I thank God, I've seen with my own eyes quite a lot of miracles.
那感谢神，我亲眼有看到许多的神迹奇事。
I've been to Africa 14 years now. This is 14 years.
那今年是我第十四，已经去非洲14年了。
For the past years, I have to go there 3 times a year.
那以前我一年需要去三趟。过去几年，我一年需要去三趟。
In the beginning, maybe 2 times.
那一开始或许只有两趟。
One time, but now more.
那现在越来越多。
This is God's grace.
那这是神的恩典。
This is not our work.
这不是我们的工作，但是神的工作。
Miracles happen very often in Africa or other countries.
那在非洲或其他国家，神奇其实是非常普遍的。
During my early ministry in Africa.Maybe God wants to strengthen my faith.
那在我刚开始在非洲宣道工作时，或许神想要建立我的信心。
I think it's God's grace.
但我想这是神的恩典。
One of the miracles I witnessed was a person dying on the floor.
那我一个亲眼目睹的一个神迹，就是看到一个人死在了这个地上。
Dying, dying,
在
没有死 ，dying，
快要死了。
Malaria, because of malaria.
那他得了疟疾。
And then as we arrived at that place of the church, already more than 100 truth seekers waiting for us.
那我当我们到达这个教会之后，已经超过有100个慕道者在那里等我们。
One of the board members said, "There's another one, a truth seeker." Who cannot be baptized this time because she's dying.
那当然，他的负责人有跟我们讲说，有一个慕道者，他这次不能受洗，因为他快要死了。
Then I said, "Okay, we go and see her."
那我说好，那我们去看看他。
We took 10 minutes to walk there, and then we prayed for her 10 minutes.
那我们走了十分钟去看他，然后为他祷告十分钟。
After 10 minutes prayer.
在十分钟祷告之后
，She stood up.
他就突然站起来。
This is great miracle.
那这是一个很大的神迹。
But we people waiting, we have to rush back.
但有人在等我们，所以我们需要尽快的回去。
So he said, "We shook that, shook her hands. See you later."
所以握了他的手说，待会再见。
So just like preaching like this, after about half an hour or more into the preaching, a lady, very skinny, weak, walking through and sat at one of the empty spaces in the front.
那就我们这样子讲到，大多进了30分钟后，有一个从后面有一个非常消瘦的一个女士，这样子走到前面来坐。
So I was preaching, I said, "This is the one just now."
那我在讲到的时候，我就看到这就是刚刚那个人。
Oh, God healed her. He was able to walk. She was able to walk.
那神医治了她。
On the fourth day, she was baptized among 108 people.
那在第四天，他也是在当时有108个人受洗中的其中一个。
Oh, in the water baptism, he saw Jesus being nailed on the cross.
那在他水洗当中，他看到主耶稣被钉在十字架上。
Blood coming out from his body.
那有血从他身上流下来。
Many people were moved.
那许多人就因此感动。
Miracles we cannot, mention. There's too many of them.
那有太多的神迹，其实无法与大家分享。
And the last one, a few weeks ago in Tanzania, a 3 years old girl was also dying because of issues of blood.
那在几个礼拜前，在 Tanzania 有一个女婴，她因为血的一些问题，快要死掉了。
20 minutes prayer started walking around.
那在20分钟祷告后，她就开始到处的跑。
This is God's miracle, not our work. We are nobody.
那这其实是神的神迹，而不是我们自己的作为。
If we don't see miracles in Syracuse or in UK or in United States here, doesn't mean God is not working miracles throughout the whole world.
就算我们今天在 Syracuse 教会，在美国或者在 UK， 在英国没有看到神迹奇事，不代表神在其他地方没有神迹奇事。
We need to have faith in the entire church.
那我们需要对这个末世真
主
一真教会有信心。
The fourth thing about the true church, one true church in the end time.
那关于真耶稣独一真教会的第四件事情
is in the Bible,
就是这个名是记载在圣经里
which I preached I think sometime a few days ago somewhere else on.
那在几天前我有谈到
because this is very important,
这非常的重要
we just quickly go through this and see the name of the true Jesus Church in the Bible.
那我们就快快来看圣经哪里记载真耶稣教会这个名字
Chapter 6, Revelation verse 2.
启示录第六章第二节
We can see a white horse and a rider on it.
那我们可以看到一匹白马骑在白马上的人。
And the rider is always victorious. Conquering and conquering means always victorious.
那这骑白马上的人出来胜了又胜。
Who can that be?
那这个可能是谁呢？
Jesus, of course.
一定是主耶稣。
Nobody else can be always victorious.
不可能有人胜了又胜。
只有耶稣。Only Jesus can do it.
那只有主耶稣能。
Now Jesus riding on the white horse.
那主耶稣骑在这匹白马上。
This white horse is the church.
这白马就是教会。
Nobody can dispute that.
也没有人能可以来争议这一点。
Because Jesus, of course, associates with His church.
那当然，主耶稣与他的教会是一体的。
So the white horse must be, if the rider is Jesus, the white horse that he rides on must be the church.
所以骑马走路是主耶稣，他所骑的白马一定是真教会，一
定是
教
会。But then you say it is the true Jesus church.
但我们
if we say
如果我们说这是真耶稣教会
，people will say how do you know?
人家会问你怎么知道呢
？Answer is chapter 19.
那这答案就在第十九章。
Revelation chapter 19.
启示录第十九章。
The same white horse is seen in verse 11.
那同样的白马在第十一节可以看到。
And the same rider now has got a name on him called faithful and true.
同样骑马的人现在有一个名字称为诚实信真实，诚信真实。
The rider has got a name.
那这骑马者现在有了名字。
Rider and the horse cannot be separated.
那这个骑马者与马不能分开。
Jesus and his believers cannot be separated, but one body.
那主耶稣与他的信徒不能分开，他们属于一体。
So if this rider has got the name, of course the church has the same name.
所以当然，如果这个骑马的人有了名字，当然教会也同样的名字。
You cannot say my name is called Paul, but my leg is called Peter.
那我不能说我的名字是叫。
那我的头啊。
我的头是叫保罗，但是我的腿叫做彼得。这一定有出问题。
So this rider with the name means the whole unit, the church with Jesus. It's got a name, faithful, true.
所以这个有名字的骑马者也代表这教会它一体的有了这个真信。
English is very clear.
诚信真实的名字。
Faithful and true.
那这个名字是诚信真实。
English is very clear.
英文非常的清楚。
诚信真 ，faithful and true.
诚信真理真实
真。
What
is it? True Jesus Church. True.
这件事什么意思呢？就真耶稣教会是真的。
The name is called true because he on him is called. Name on him is called. He is called. Called means name, right?
那这也是代表他的名字就是叫真。
被称为就是
被称为真。
Name
是一个名字。
In verse 10 it says regarding prophecies, we must explain with spiritual meaning. Spirit of prophecy.
第四节讲到关于预言中的灵异，
我们用属灵的角度来去解释。
我们要用属灵角度来解释。
It means we have to look at revelation spiritually with spiritual meanings.
那代表说我们来看启示录是要用属灵的眼光来看。
So spiritually here, faithful and true means true.
所以这里诚信真实代表真。
And then verse 13.
第十三节说
，The same rider with the name.
同样这个骑马者。称的这个名字
The name is emphasized.
这个名被强调
What is it?
这是什么呢
The word of God.
称为神之道
What is the word of God?
神之道是什么
If you look at John chapter 1 verse 1.
那我们看就是约翰福音第一章第一节
In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. And the word was God.
太初有道道与神同在道就是神
So remember, word equals God.
所以我们要记得道代表神。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
The word became flesh.
那这个道成了肉身。
That means Jesus.
也代表主耶稣。
So God became Jesus.
所以神成为了主耶稣。
The word became Jesus.
那这个道也成了主耶稣。
The word of God must be Jesus.
所以道这个神的道就是主耶稣。
So the name in verse 13, Revelation chapter 19, is Jesus. The word of God is Jesus.
所以在启示录十九章第十三节，神之道就是主耶稣基督。
So,True Jesus.
所以真耶稣。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
Another name again is mentioned.
那另外一个名再次的。
Name is emphasized.
这个名被
强调。
King
of kings.
万王之王。
Lord of lords.
万主之主。
What are kings?
那王是谁呢
？Victorious believers.
就是得胜的信徒们。
They are the saints.
他们就是圣徒。
How do we know kings are victorious?Believers are saints.
那我怎么知道这些王代表了得胜的圣徒跟圣徒呢
How do we know?
我们怎么知道呢
Because the answer is in the Bible.
因为答案就在圣经里
Revelation chapter 1.
启示录第一章
Verse 5.
第五节
Here's the start. Blood of Jesus washes our sins.
告诉我们说神的血使我们得罪脱离罪恶
Verse 6.
第六节
We become kings.
什么成为了君王
In the Chinese, is 国民 but original version is kings.
那中文讲到国民，原文是君王。
That means we are the kings.
代表说我们是君王。
Also in the same, in Revelation chapter 5 verse 10, we are the kings.
同样在启示录第五章第十节，我们也称为君王。
That means we are victorious believers.
代表我们是得胜的信徒。
Then we can become priests.
那我们就能成为祭司。
That means we must be holy before we can work.
那代表说我们在工作之前需要成圣。
Kings and then priests.
那君王与祭司。
Now, here verse 16 of Revelation chapter 19.
在第启示录十九章十六节讲。
The name is called King of Kings.
这个名称为万王之王。
If you look at here, King Jesus on top.
我们可以看到这个主耶稣基督是君王在高处之上。
We are kings. We are below Jesus.
但我们是君王，是在主耶稣之下。
The name is called King of Kings.
这个名是称为万王之王。
Name.
这个名
King Jesus
就是君王与主耶稣，与耶稣。
啊 ，kings actually the believers, right?
那君王
万王
万王
就是信徒，
就是信徒。
King is Jesus, singular.
那王就是耶稣，
单数
就是耶稣。
Kings plural believers.
那这个多数双数这些王就是信徒，
就是万王啊，
万王
是翻成万王啊。So the kings and the king together, what do they form?
所以这些王跟万王在一起成为什么？
Church
就成为了教会。
Believers alone cannot form the church.
那信徒本身不能成为教会。
单单信徒
不能成为教会。
Jesus alone cannot form the church.
那主耶稣单单主耶稣单单也不能成为教会。
King Jesus plus kings believers form the church.
王是主耶稣与万王这些信徒
就成为教会。So the name is called church.
所以这个名就成为教会。
Oh, the word church is very important. You can see clearly from the New Old Testament to the New Testament. The church is very important. That word church is very important.
那从旧约到新约，我们可以看到这个教会这个名非常的重要。
Of course, we know what it means.
当然，我们也知道它的意义是什么。
Ecclesia, whether you call it from Latin or you know Greek, or the meaning is called out group of people.
那无论希腊文或拉丁文，圣经告诉我们是一组被蒙召召出来的人。
So the word church is so important, used by Jesus first.
那这是为什么这个名教会如此重要，被主耶稣所先用。
The first time.
第一次。
Used was by Jesus. Church.
是耶稣第一次所称到这个名教会。
He said to Peter, "You are the rock."
耶稣对彼得说："你是磐石。"
I will build the church upon this rock. The church upon this rock, Jesus.
那我将教会成立在这个磐石身上。
就是耶稣。
就是耶稣。
The rock, little rock, Peter, you have to involve in building the church.
那所以这个彼得需要参
小
这个小小磐石小石头需要参与这个建立教会的工作。
So the church is advocated by Jesus.
所以这个教会是
教会这两个 advocated that.
是神所
started by Jesus,
是主
所 use of the word,
主所开始的。
Now, therefore, this name must have the word church.
所以这个名一定要有教会。
Why the church is important? The name, the word church is important.
所以这个名，这个教会非常重要。
Why is it important?
为什么这么重要呢？
The church is the pillar and the ground of the truth.
那因为这个教会就是真理的的基础、根基跟柱石。
The church.It's the body of Christ.
教会就是基督的身体。
That is, of course, spiritual teaching.
当然，这是属灵的教训。
Because we always say Jesus is the body of Jesus is you know is the church. Jesus, that is spiritual teaching. That means we have to take Jesus as the head.
那我们常说基督就是身体的头，那这是属灵教训。
But King of Kings together form the church.
但万王之王合在一起成为教会。
Lord of Lords the same.
那同样的万主之主。
Jesus the Lord.
主耶稣是主
we are the Lords.
我们是万主
Why?
为什么呢
That means we can control ourselves by the power of the Holy Spirit.
这代表说借着圣灵的能力我们能够控制自己
Lord means authority.
那主代表他有完全的权力全能权柄
权柄 That means we have the power of the Holy Spirit to help us so that we can control our lives. People sin, we don't need to sin.
那代表说我们有这个圣灵的能力来掌控我们的 生命所以当人家犯罪时我们不会犯罪
People love the world.
当人爱世界时
people
人
love the world
人爱世界
we can say to Jesus
我们可以这样对主说
your love is better than the world better than wine
你的爱比这个酒更美
爱情
你的爱情比酒更美
this is in songs、right?
那这是记载的雅歌
because of this authority in us
因为这个在我们生中的权柄
because it's the Holy Spirit
因为有圣灵
so 11
所以 see
true
是真的
13
第十三节
Jesus
耶稣
16
第十六节
Church
教会
True Jesus Church
这是真耶稣教会
This was discovered not many years ago
那这是在不久之前才发现的才
This name the original name of the True Jesus Church was debated when it started more about 100 years ago
那到了在100多年前真耶稣教会
About that
将近一百大约一百年前，真耶稣教会这个名，
出现就是已经
争论了很久。
Because some people say, you know, a church to rectify all the teaching, wrong teachings of other churches.
那因为
更正教，对不对 ？Another one say, maybe Jesus true church.
那有些人也说或许是耶稣真教会。
That is in the beginning.
那这是刚开始。
Why?
为什么呢
?Because the devil, Satan, did not like the name True Jesus Church.
因为魔鬼撒旦不喜欢这个真耶稣教会这个名。
Therefore, of course, in the beginning, when the church was born, the name was in a bit of confusion.
所以当然一开始当真耶稣教会刚成立时刚开始时这个教这个名字有许多的
混乱。But God made sure its name was used.
但神确定让这个名字继续下去。
That's why the True Jesus Church is now preached throughout the whole world.
所以为什么现在真耶稣教会已经传遍了各地
？This is the True Jesus Church of God in the end time.
那这也是神末世的独一真教会。
Not my church.
不是我的教会。
Not your church.
不是你的教会。
Church of Jesus.
但是主耶稣的教会。
We are only the members of the True Jesus Church.
那我们都是真耶稣教会的信徒。
But the church does not belong to you or me.
但教会却不属于你或是我。
Because we have not used our blood to buy people.
因为我们没有用我们的血来救赎买这些人。
We have not, as Paul said, baptized people in our name.
那像保罗说，我们不是用我们的名来施洗人。
Thank God.
但感谢神。
We are TJC members.
我们是真耶稣教会的信徒。
One true church in the end time is the true Jesus church.
我们是末世独一真教会的唯一教会。
And the prophecies in the Bible, Isaiah chapter 2 verses 2 and 3.
那在以赛亚书第二章的第二节第三节的预言。
Micah chapter 4 verses 1 and 2.
米迦书第一章。第四章。
verses 1 and 2.
第一跟第二节。
Talk about highest mountain.
都讲到这个至高的山。
And then on the highest mountain next to the little mountains.
那在这个至高的山旁边有小山丘。
The prophecy tells us that little mountains will flow to the highest mountain.
那这个预言告诉我们说这些小山会根据这个大山跟随这个大山。
柳归
这个大山。
It means,
这代表说
，The other churches and denominations, even including the Big Tree and many other churches, will come to the True Jesus Church to be baptized. That means flowing to the highest mountain.
那其他的教会、其他的小山丘与其他的大树，到最后都会流归为真耶稣教会。
They are little mountains. Why?
他们是小山，为什么呢
？Because with little truth.
因为他们只有少许。
Highest mountain means the perfect gospel.
那最高的山代表有全备的福音。
And then this first action is flowing.
那第一个动作就是要流归。
Second action is growing, is going up.
那第二个动作就是要上山。
These verses I mentioned, as we go up, God, Jesus teaches us to know the truth, to be cultivated. That means we are on top of the mountain.
圣经告诉我们，当我们上山的时候，神的话将教导我们，灵修我们，让我们能了解，然后到山上。
And then the third action.
然后最后一个动作。
According to the verses we mentioned.
那有我们刚刚所说的经节中。
Isaiah 2:3, Micah 4:1-2.
以赛亚书跟弥迦书中说的。
Then we'll go out.
那我们会出去传扬这个福音。
This cycle.
这个
is actually just like the six parable. Fifth parable, no, four is the six parable. Just like merchant finding pearls, and then they come to the church.
那这个现象就是我们刚刚所讲的六个比喻，天国的比喻。
第六个。
讲第六个比喻，像那个
买。Sam, the pearls refer beautiful pearls outwardly refer to other churches.
那同样，我们刚刚所说，美好的珠子代表了其他的教会。
Just like little mountains.
就像小山。
Little mountains of course means no truth, not enough truth.
就这些小山代表只是微小的真理。
We are the end time true church.
那他们。
We are the end time true church.
我们是末世的真教会。
And this church is called true.Jesus Church.
那这个教会就是称为真耶稣教会。
His name cannot be changed.
那这个名不能更改。
This is one of the 10 basic beliefs of the true Jesus Church.
那这也是真耶稣教会十大教信条里面的一条。这不是吗？难道不是吗？
Expand from the Bible.
那我们从圣经要来了解。
We talk about the one true church in the Bible. We must have a very objective mentality.
那当我们谈到圣经里面的真教会，我们要一个非常主观的、
客观
的想法的看法。
态度。In other words.Not because I'm in the True Jesus Church, therefore I said this is the only true church.
换句话说，我们不是说我们在真耶稣教会，所以说这是真教会，因为我们在真耶稣教会中，所以说这是真教会。
This is wrong.
这是错的。
If this is not the true church, I will not be the full-time worker here.
那如果这不是真教会，我不会在这里成为全职传道。
可以成为全职工人。
全职工人。
What's the point? I can go to another church and preach the word of God.
因为我可以去其他教会来传神的道。
Jesus says, we must go through.The church go to heaven.
那主耶稣说，我们一定要借着教会才能进天堂，这不是真的吗？
Jesus says so clearly in John chapter 14 verse 6:1.
那耶稣在
约翰福音十四章。I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life.
所以我是道路、真理、生命。
What is this way?
他的道路是什么
？I'm the way.
我是道路。
You must go through this way to go to heaven.
你要经过这道路才能进天国。
Jesus, I'm the way.
那主耶稣说，我是道路。
Jesus is not here.
但主耶稣却不
在这。You cannot touch him.
你不能摸到他。
Have you seen Jesus?
你看过耶稣吗？
I have not.
我没有，
physically.
没有。
But Jesus, you must go through him to go to heaven.
但主耶稣说，你一定要借入他才能进天国。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 20 tells us.
那希伯来书十章二十节告诉我们。
This where is the veil? Is the flesh? That is the body of Christ.
那这个道路就是这个肉身，也就是。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 20.
这就是神的血。
So this way, which is I'm the way, it means His body.
那这个道路也代表神的身体。
And then His body, according to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22, 23, is the church.
那根据以弗所书一章二十二节，这个身体代表教会。
So that means if we want to go to heaven, we must go through the church. The way is His body, is His church.
代表说，如果我们想要进天堂，我们一定要借路经过教会，这就是他的道路，他的身体。
So somebody say we can go to heaven without going through a church, that means it's against the Bible, against the teaching of Jesus.
如果有人说他今天可以不经过教会就能进天国，代表他不是遵照圣灵。我如果是道理，道路，我是真理。
It's in sequence.
这是合一的。
In sequence 是有这步骤的。
是有步骤的。
I'm the way, I'm the truth.
我是真理，我是道路。
The truth comes from where?
那真理是从哪里来的呢？
We mentioned just now, First Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
我们刚刚所提到，提摩太前书一章第五十五三章十五节。
The church is the pillar and the ground of the truth.
那这个圣灵，真理是
教会是
教会是真理的柱子跟根基。
So I'm the way.
所以我是道路。
I'm the truth.
我是真理。
If you don't go through me, you cannot go to heaven.
除了借着我，你不能进入天国。
That means you must find it. We must find a church which is preaching 100% according to the Bible.
代表我们需要寻找一个传扬全备福音的教会。
I'm the way. I'm the truth.
我是道路，是真理。
And I'm the life.
那我是生命。
The truth gives us life.
真理会赐给我们生命。
John chapter 8.
那约翰福音第八章。
Verse 32.
第三十二节
The truth sets us free.
真理会释放我们，
使我们得自由。That means free of, from sins.
代表会释放，解
放我们的罪。I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life.
那我是道路、真理、生命。
What is it?
这是什么意思呢？
The church.
就是教会。
With the truth.
与真理。
Then setting us free from sins.
那会使我们从罪得自由。
What is the church?
那教会是什么呢？
True Jesus Church.
就是真耶稣教会。
Let's sing again.
我们来唱诗。
Same before.